know how to use your equipment, bro.
Mic check.
Yo.
Hey, listen, man. Welcome to the record. Okay. Oh yeah, you know the bag, man. Authenticity, man. Welcome to the Outrighteous Podcast. Hold on. Wait, actually, this is how I wanted to introduce this. Wagwan, me head top is a little stuffy. Blood clot.
What?
But I don't know. I've been watching Top Boy.
What?
What's good, Kings? Oh, wait. I'm not going to introduce y'all. It's Dev the Voice. It's the Outrighteous Podcast. We don't have an interview. We're done interviewing for like maybe a month. Put some bombs on that. Did you change the sound effects?
No.
I just wanted to see what we still
the same sound effects.
The sound effects still sound the same.
I don't even know how to change the sound effects.
So then you don't really, you're not a role master then. But before you talk, tell
so
the people
he was
you,
saying all that trash he was talking prior to to us hitting record.
It's okay.
Come on, man. What's up, man? So introduce yourselves, man.
Yo, you already know the vibe. Reverse our last name in the game.
Johnny
Benson.
Bedside
motherfucking. Nah, nigga. Bedside motherfucking Benson. In case niggas fucking forgot who the fuck I am. You feel
I'll
me?
I'll put some bombs on it,
hey,
man.
Hey, man. Listen, bro. I'm cashed out. I'm rich. Usher Buck Benson.
I can tell. Oh, Usher Buck Benson is a nasty bag, bro.
Usher Buck Benson.
That's nasty.
Usher Buck Benson.
You can't tell me shit from Usher Buck Benson.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm dead. Y'all already know the vibes. Don Jones, a.k.a. Baritone, deepest voice in the game. Just because I've been getting so many compliments, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a page out my brother bedside book, and I'm Don St. Patrick for the day.
Yeah, definitely Don St. Patrick, bro.
Don St. Patrick for the day.
Niggas just fucking with the turtleneck.
Bro, hilarious. Hilarious. And I'm here for it all.
Niggas just fucking with the turtleneck.
Oh, you ain't see? So
yeah, go ahead, King.
So, you know, we dropped the Bibs joint. And, you know, I was big turtleneck,
facts.
And
shout out to Ildia.
And somebody commented underneath and said, I think it was Dev who started and said, hey, Don, need that turtleneck.
Yeah.
So then after that, everybody started commenting like, oh, yeah, that's a raw turtleneck. So then Dev decided to post a clip and say, oh, it's Don St. Patrick.
Don St. Patrick, boy.
Everybody thought it was hilarious. I thought
What was the name of Ghost Club? Did he ever say it? Truth or something?
Truth.
Yeah, bro. Bro looked like he owned Truth for sure. Bro looked like he owned Rumor, bro.
I am here for it all.
You ever saw that photo of The Rock with that turtleneck on?
The Rock with the turtleneck on?
Remember, that was how Dev looked when he went out with the velvet. Oh, you ain't seen the
comparison. Velvet. Oh, he's seen the velvet. Nah, he's seen the...
Okay, I've seen the velvet. I've seen him fashion the velvet.
Come on, son.
See the fashion.
Shouts out the what's the website, bro? What website do it?
Sheen.
Nah, it's the other joint. You had said it the night. You had said it that same night. They could start with a V or some shit. Or start with an A.
ASOS.
Yeah. Shouts out to the homies at ASOS. Hey, wait. Watch out milk this shit. Yeah, ASOS had laced me, man. They had laced me out.
They
so.
Did not lace you.
So, shout out. But wait, hold on. Before we get deep into this pot, y'all was both just starting with something. And we do have to shout out the family, the homies over at Ilthy. Shouts out to the homies at I'm from Cleveland. Shouts out to Justin Bibb. No cap, we bodied that shit. That, like, I don't know how much y'all really sat with that Bibb interview. And I don't know how much y'all really consider yourselves journalists. But damn, we had bodied that shit. Like, people was hitting me like, yo, this was a great ass interview. Usually niggas will tell you something is good, right? Like you've been with a girl, you dig her down. Oh, the dick was good. You'd be like, hey, right? But nah, when she started telling you, yo, the shit was great.
When you start, look. Like, you know your shit was fire, nigga, when like you did her fucking greasy.
Come
and
on,
she,
man.
But the thing she cannot say bad about you
it's
was
not,
the
not
dick.
Great. And I know both of y'all pretty well, and I know people who be saying that about
both
of y'all.
Whoa, wait.
Oh, can we not pod like that?
No,
oh, we can't
it's
be the most
day.
Transparent podcast. Oh, it is Sunday morning.
That's a nasty bag you trying to get in.
Nah, that is bad. But yeah, we bodied that, man. So wait, hold on. Let me give a round. Oh, that's the wrong one. It's been a minute. Round of applause for y'all, man. And also, I don't know if y'all realize, but we've been really tapped into the culture with this mayoral race that's going on too.
Like, fucking lit, bro.
Yeah, like we did the Bashir Jones joint, and then he recently just announced we did the Bibs joint, and we have more to come after that. So I appreciate everybody that's been sticking with us while we sort of, I would say, just like keep going through our passions and we living through this, and y'all living through with us. So shouts out to everybody that's been with us. Before we get super deep, also I want to shout out the moms. It is Mother's Day. We're recording this podcast on Mother's Day. We about to go be with our moms. We did one episode and people thought that I didn't love my mom after we did this one episode. And I just want to say that is not the case. What the fuck has been up with y'all? Tell me about your lives.
Is this a mental health question? Are we doing okay? Or is this just a life question?
There's both. Mental health and life.
Well, you don't care about our mental health, so I'm not going to answer the mental health part.
That's a terrible agenda, of course. You have an agenda. Don has a political agenda every time.
No, you have your own agenda.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
You got your own agenda, my nigga.
What's up, man? How are y'all doing? Tell me what's been up. We haven't, like, transparently potted in, like, weeks, probably. We've been paying a lot of bills.
Niggas out here doing the NGP Patron shit. You feel me? I'm lit. Shout out to my old people. They getting that. Shout out to Fice, old ass.
Nigga not even from New York. He talking about the bodega, though, son. I just want to be in New York.
Hey, yo, shout out to Fice, old ass. Shout out to KG's famous ass. Shout out to Get You. She international. Nairobi, Kenya. Shout out to Raven. Shout out to Phil. I'm trying to whole crew. Malcolm.
Hey, look, no, I'm just asking. You did a shout out early, so do you
Marissa.
Think?
I'm going to shout out early because I'm going to get out the way. Shout out to Marissa with the Razzle Dazzle. You feel me? Shout out to who else I shout out for?
I'm about to tell you who. I'm going to shout out from NGP right now.
Who?
Lee. Who am I talking about, Johnny?
I don't know who you talking about.
Her Instagram is like Lee. You L-I something?
Gotta show me the IG, bro.
Hold on, keep cooking. Let me.
But yeah, we working out here. We doing our thing. We doing some amazing work. We trying out here, bro. You feel me? Hey, yo, I'm hosting another podcast real quick called the Drum Podcast. You feel me? I'm out here living large and in charge.
Shouts out to Leilani.
Oh, Leilani, yo! Shout out to Leilani.
Shout out to Leilani.
Hey, yo! Talk about.
Hold on, wait. Let me get the appropriate.
Go to Leilani, right?
Go to
Leilani, who she follows. No, who follows her? Who follows her?
Okay, bad.
Follows her, okay?
What's up? Don't tell me to type in champagne pop.
No.
Yo, son. If champagne poppy, you'll stand a chance, stupid. And we back.
Yo, type in, look.
And we back.
Type in M-E-A.
Okay, hold on. Okay, type in M.
M.
E.
A.
A. I don't see nobody.
Let me see.
No, I know you're not. It's T-H-E-E. Bro, if you're talking about Meg, you wildin'. Meg, follow her.
Oh, my God. Meg follows her. Your network is your net worth.
Nah, that's
your
so bad.
Your network is on, your man. Net worth.
You didn't know you was getting MGP gems.
You think, let me say something. You think I'm not about to meet
Come on,
niggas?
Son.
You think I'm not potting right now?
Yo, shouts out to Meg, too.
Shouts out to
everybody,
you. Bro.
Shouts out to you, Leilani. Shouts out to you. Hey,
shouts out to Meg.
As long as Meg goes to the first like episodes last year, we're good.
Yeah, come on, man. Yo, but that was your fault, though.
Not my fault. I was being a journalist.
Me and Don did what we had to do.
I was being a journalist.
Don, what's been up with you, King?
You know, same old. Oh, since we doing shouts outs early.
Yeah.
You know, I got to shout out to them folks over there at Sunburst Studios, Midwest.
Greatest, a lot of love.
Greatest studio over there on the planet. Shouts out to Sincere. Just had a birthday week. I was there. So happy birthday, belated birthday, extra birthday wishes.
A lot of
out
bombs.
To you. It was definitely a vibe. Met her folk from Houston. Our crew over there for Say Less Entertainment was down there. Jay Lachelle's down there. Hey. Nardo was down there.
It's so
Shout
crazy.
Out to my boy Dev the Voice, bro. So we, Come me on, and bro. Dev, man, on Thursday, left Applebee's, and Dev was lit. So Dev goes, shoot, man, you trying to
he paid for this song? Old,
huh? That's he a nasty.
Yo, what's up?
Nah, he hates
what's
me.
What's up with your man?
Nah, just yo, baby. Yo, you got
what's up with your man? Yo, what's up? So
I definitely did pay.
We for slide me. Down to one of the old stomping ground spots. City and East hookah bar.
Hey,
I was City and East.
Was looking for the young tenderoni.
Talking about. That's the only spot you can get at 26, 25 years old. City and East.
Hookah. I was just going for hookah.
You could have went to the Lebanese spot. I can't do the young Thundercats.
Nah, son, I need the Thundercats.
Actually, wasn't nobody young in there. It was all. It was everybody in there. It was like
it's 21 and up now.
It's 21 up now.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody. Even the girls now.
Yeah. You wow. said you know, girl. That's what old girl said. But like so I said,
ain't what it used
we was
to
in
be.
There catching a vibe. It definitely wasn't what it used to be. So we go in there. Thursday's
dead.
We go in there, you know, reminiscing and shit. And Dev was in a nasty bag when we was in college.
You gotta be.
So we go, we get a table, we get a section, getting ready to graduate from college. And this nigga meets some young ladies.
Now, hold on. For the listeners, getting a section at City Knees is not what it's cracked up to be.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. At all.
Yo, son, y'all wild, and this shit is lit. Dog, keep going. This shit is lit.
So Dev meets these twins. And we sitting there chilling.
Bad.
So, right. Bad or whatever. So Dev, you know, in his bag. Ooh.
Cooking.
And then I guess I had walked away to go get, you know, drinks because Drew was down there. Shout out to Drew. His girl's down there because we can graduate.
Yeah.
I come back. And, you know, Dev over here, like, with the finger talking about, like, y'all got to go.
Yeah, get out my
side. So I'm like.
You told two twins?
To the twins. So I'm like. Yo, Dev, what's up? He's like, yo, they thought they wasn't about to slide the number, but then sit here and smoke our hookah?
I think that's the craziest thing.
So talking about you told him to slide?
Oh, he told him to slide.
I told both of them. There was twins. Actual twins, not fraternal, not Don and his sister.
Identicals. Yeah. Are you Stacy or are you Susan?
Yeah.
Neither
one of them wanted to give the number, so you got to leave.
Why'd you... So they didn't want to give you the number. Y'all numbers. And they was like, nah.
Yeah, so I was
I don't
like,
know what I don't know what happened. I came back from the drink because he was doing his thing.
Cooking.
I went to go get drinks. Cooking. I came back. So, he talking about, get up. Y'all got to go. Move. Get out the section.
Make room. And the chick that I really like was on her way, too. he said it was a nasty bag. Listen, so here's what happened on my perspective. These two twins, I think they was cold. They pull up. And I'm like, oh, come over here.
I have a question after this, too.
So I told them, come over. They come over, and we chopping. I'm like, yo, what's up? Slide the number. And it's like, nah, we cool. Oh, y'all, can we jump in on y'all hookah? And I was like, yo, did you not hear yourself? Yo, did you not just hear what you said?
Yo,
you don't want no hookah. If you wanted hookah, you'd have gave all seven of the digits, but you didn't want no hookah. You opted out. Any activities going
on? You know,
it's
crazy
section.
Though. Yeah. If I was them, I would have gave you seven digits,
and it just would have been somebody else's.
Nah, I would not give you the zip code.
damn it! Is it 440 or 216
or 330
or 3?
Niggas get
neat. Hold on, before you get some slack. You said zip code.
I said zip code. I don't care.
Wait, which one is that? Is that
area
code? Area code.
It's my. Don.
No, I don't know how the listeners is. The listeners just mad. Hey,
look, but listen, hey,
do
your thing.
It's the zip code, y'all. So anybody thought it was the area code, it's the zip code. Make sure you get the zip code before you get the rest of the numbers.
I ain't going to hold you. I thought that shit was the zip code, too.
I have one question, though.
What's up?
And I've always thought about this. And I don't know why men fantasize over, like, having sex with twins, like a threesome with twins.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the most nastiest shit ever.
You think so?
That's incest.
Oh, well, yeah, because that's her sister. That's incest. Wasn't fantasizing the twins.
No. Yeah. I'm saying in general. That's incest. Why do men fantasize? I mean, I understand against the same looking person.
Nah, son, that's mad. That's mad. That's weird. That's beyond sus, weird. Bro. That's beyond sus.
I see what people would do, but I'm cool. Like, y'all came out the, nah.
But what's weirder? The men that fantasize about it or
the girls that do it?
That execute that.
Oh, the execution is wild.
The execution is
the execution
crazy.
Is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, the execution.
If you were a twin, like what's the one girl's name? The Carl twins, whatever you call them girls.
Oh, you talking about
the girls that transform their faces?
Yeah, I was gonna say the Autobots.
Nah,
shut up.
I
was thinking
about the Decepticons.
They start
Claremont,
with
the Claremont twins.
The Carlito Way twins. Okay, yeah.
Carlito's Way is crazy.
So. I know for a fact they done fucked a couple niggas together.
Yeah.
I put money on it.
The audience is going to be like, Johnny's a misogynist.
That's cool.
And that's cool.
That's probably the nicest thing they might have said about Johnny.
That's cool.
Let's not go back to these tweets and shit like that.
That's cool. How the industry looking right now and how they be vibing?
It's a nasty
bag. They'll be a little too close inside the photos.
They both be flicked up with champagne poppy.
And you know, Champagne Poppy definitely. They you think Champagne Poppy about to waste? You about to bust two nuts for each individual girl? No,
one nut.
He's getting his bag.
Both one nut.
Nah, he's getting his bag.
But Dev, what's up with you, man? What's been going on?
What has been going on with me? What has been going on with me? Shouts out to my dude Dre. He's moving to Houston. We grew up together. I think you may have met Dre one time. I don't know if you ever met Dre.
I don't think he met.
Yeah, shouts out to my guy Dre. He's moving to Houston. Much love to you. I cried last night. He's moving. I cried. But you know I'm a crier. I tend to cry.
You had Hennessy again?
I had Tito's. I had Tito's and I cried because my guy's moving away. So shouts out to him. What has been up with me? I will tell you what's been up with me, man.
Wait, get that shit out the way first. I like how you tried to slide past that. You know, I dropped a couple tears. You know,
I had to shed a thug tear. I'm not ashamed of crying because we're so old now that I'm like, fuck it. And lately, I've been telling all my niggas that I love them when they leave or when we get off the phone. Because I'm going through a lot where I see so much happening to other people in the world. So I've been trying to, like, really appreciate my homeboys. I think I naturally appreciate my homegirls because women just do so much, I guess. Like, women always do something for you. Like, do you have a homegirl you could just ask for anything? Like, hey, come, can you cook something for me? Can you... Nice. Yeah, homegirls do whatever the fuck you need them to do. Homeboys be like, you gotta explain shit to your homeboy. Yo, let me borrow $100. All right, bro, I'm gonna give you this $100, but like, what's up? You down bad right now? Like, homegirls will just give it right to you. So I think I'm doing cool, man. I'm just I got some things that I'm observing and seeing going on in the world. So, you know, I'm getting my emotions out. I wanna ask y'all this.
Talk to me.
Are y'all ready to have a transparent conversation about J. Cole?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Are y'all ready? Here's where I want to start this transparent conversation about J. Cole.
You should have known.
I'm a huge J. Cole fan. I think we all are J. Cole fans. This is a J. Cole fan podcast. But yo, these underwhelming singles that he puts out. These underwhelming. And I'm about to give you... Hold on.
Don.
Yeah.
Don, don't do this, Don.
No, I was about to ask a question.
Don't do this, Don.
Don, get in your bag.
I heard it in his voice. What you're about to do? What you about to do right now is ask a question that's going to back this man up, and it's okay. You like the singles, bro.
No, but what made it?
Tell him you like the singles.
Just say you like the singles.
Just say you like the singles.
Absolutely.
Oh my lord,
I do.
You like this most recent single?
Yes. You can call it a biased opinion. I do.
Is it a banger?
I won't say it's a banger, but it's definitely good. I'm not gonna say it's trash.
No. Understand this. I'm not saying that it's a trash song. I'm not saying that the song is trash. I am saying we need to have a serious conversation about J. Cole and the way he puts out singles to promote shit. That's what I'm saying. From an audience perspective, it seems like every time Cole has an album, he takes the worst track and says, hey, y'all, new shit dropping. And then the way he tweet, it's just so much shit that I don't like about. And before we go straight to interlude, let's take it back to, what was the one joint before? Middle Child? That shit suck, bro.
Hey, I'm not really a fan of what's the album? KOD?
KOD.
Wait, all right, yo, you about to wild.
I'm gonna keep a beat with you that like that. I've never replayed the album. Now Born Sinner and everything else, yeah, I can replay those, but that's one I can't replay for real. It doesn't do nothing for me.
Nah, I might stop talking to this nigga, bro. Wait, okay, hold on. Before we get in the album.
For it to be that many months, no. The hardest Cole song I've heard in recent, maybe the past like 2 year rotation.
Singles though. I just want you to stay.
Two year rotation was the song with the baby and shit.
You talk about like Good Morning or something like that?
Dream Chasers. You talking about
what's this shit called?
Nigga Don called that shit Revenge of the Dream Chasers.
Revenge
of the Dream Chasers.
Yeah. Dream Chasers.
You know, and look, we're talking about Dream Chasers.
What's the baby and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loop.
It's the very first track. But that wasn't a single though. Middle Child.
He's talking about him as an individual person. That was a single off the album.
The single off of Revenge of the Dreamers was Middle Child.
Yeah, but then the next single too, they do a video for it. They do a video for it as a single to me. That's a single.
Nah, that's not true.
That's facts.
That's not true.
It's not a single?
A single is what you put on radio rotation.
That was on radio rotation.
That was not on radio rotation.
Not on rotation. Cleveland.
I don't think that first track was on radio.
What do y'all consider radio rotation? Y'all talking about 107.9 or y'all talking about Sirius XM?
Both.
Well, because on Sirius
you
XM,
could
well,
both.
Sirius
you could say both. You could say both.
And if it got a star next to it on Apple Music, that bitch is single.
That is true.
And it came out individually, too.
Because Apple will not logo, but like Apple will identify what the single is. I don't use Apple. I use Tidal. It was black owned. It was. But yeah. But I don't wanna so Don. I don't wanna get off track, but Don.
Okay.
These J. Cole singles.
Okay.
As J. Cole's homeboy that he never met. Right. I want you to tell us.
Right.
I want you to tell
us. That's cousin. That's fam. That's family. Yo. You have to be at the reunion with granny and granddad, you know, or at the crib.
Come on. So hold on. All right. So we're counting that the J. Cole song that he had with Baby Nim as a single, I guess. Middle Child was underwhelming. Don, was Middle Child a solid single to you? Is that the shits?
I mean, it was good, but what I'm saying is you got to remember that Cole has to put something out for radio play. He's not really, if you think about Cole as an overall thing, he's not really a radio nigga. The songs he puts out aren't really meant for the radio.
Okay, fuck radio right now. Them songs is cheese.
I don't think so, though.
Biggs is cheese.
I'm not saying that the song, I think Middle Child is cheese.
Middle Child and Interlude was cheese. For that to be the song you put out, let me tell you something, unless that interlude goes immaculate with this album, he could have kept that. She could have kept that on the album. I don't want to hear interlude as a single.
As a single. That was a terrible idea.
I don't want to say it was terrible. I have to see what the album sound like if it makes sense.
No, but the problem, I kid you not, that's probably the first song on the album.
Interlude's the first song.
It's probably
Cole would do some shit like that. I can see him do some shit like that.
That's how it starts the album.
Yeah. Interlude one.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I just feel like it's no real. This is what my issue with this interlude or this single was. He tweeted, was going to drop it all at once. But I just wanted to. I don't even have the quote in front of me. I don't have the tweet in front of me. But it was like, oh, I'm going to drop it. I was going to drop it all at once, but I can't. I can't wait anymore. I can't hold it in. Fire emoji. Fire emoji. Let's take this.
Come on, be real. That wasn't him doing it.
Bro, come on. Yo, J. Cole fans be acting like God control his Twitter, bro. Bro, that wasn't really J. Cole, bro.
It's above me.
Like you don't own the fucking label.
Yo, real rap, though. Here's the thing. I didn't think that when people was killing For Your Eyes Only, I didn't think that I was being a J. Cole stan by saying, nah, it's a great album. It's a great album. And people kill For Your Eyes Only. Yo, this album is boring. It puts me to sleep. And I love For Your Eyes Only. And
only thing came out of For Your Eyes Only for me, and it's okay album. I like it. I just think when I heard Ari Lennox's voice for the first time, that's when I was, oh, yeah, she's special. I didn't even know who she was. I said, who's singing on this hook? who is singing on this hook? And I found out it was Ari. I said, say less.
I fucked with For Your Eyes Only, and to me, it's a classic. Like, I think those first three Cole tapes is classics. Maybe even I think all of Cole's individual tapes is classic. I know you said that KOD is terrible.
Is that the hill you want to die on? I don't like it.
But what about it did you
this
think was...
This is when I play it, and it gave me no feeling. Not the same feeling.
Damn, yo, son is dead
not
on the inside.
Not the same feeling I got when I got Born Center, like, 2014. Like, I ain't feel it.
Damn.
It's cool.
You're empty?
Nah, I just don't fuck with it.
KOD. So, level up.
Right, you can flip it and twist all you want.
I can sing it to you?
Nope.
So, you didn't like any songs on that album?
Not really.
It's always one. There's a statistic behind that shit. Like, every one in three people hate J. Cole. Like, that's the statistic.
I didn't hate
it because
I like
that
album. It's not his best album.
Would you, if Cole walked in this bitch right now, would you tell him that?
Yes,
sir. Yo, niggas be popping shit. Yo, son, I know if he walk in this room, you're gonna be like, hey, no, you got time
album.
For an interview? I know.
Yeah, I would definitely. Yes, the fuck? You gonna not fuck up that bag? Nigga, no. That's not my favorite album.
I don't know, man. I think I like Cole. Was fucking one of the things that's also fucking it up too is the auto tune shit that he been doing. Like, I think like what Johnny was saying, what I do agree is like these last few tracks have been. That's why I'm not fighting their cheese too hard, because he did the auto tune shit on Middle Child. I'm not really sure what the fuck he's going through. There's auto-tune on this track. This shit just sounds like...
I ain't gonna hold you. When niggas start getting freeform locks, nigga, niggas' music start that sound a little different.
He's taking shots at me because I'm growing my hair.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
No, I didn't.
You've asked me, Dev, what are you doing with your hair three times? I said, oh, freeform. And you said, oh, my gosh, freeform? Niggas is too woke for me.
Ain't a shit freeform on that head yet. Like I'm saying. I'm talking about, like, even thinking about Jay-Z. Like, even that fucking verse he did on that Nas, that DJ Khaled thing.
You are wrong as fuck today, bro.
That shit is not... That verse was not like... I've heard better Jigga verses.
That verse... But god damn. Okay, I know I just said Cole sucks, but do we live in a world?
Let me tell you this. This is my thing. I had to break it down to a nigga yesterday.
Okay.
I said, like, is it the Jay-Z verse good compared to very other verses out here? Yes. But for you to rap maybe once a year, you give me that? No. Nigga. You can't rap once a year and give me that.
Yes, but it's
that song. That song was the next thing about DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled overhypes features.
Yes, I agree.
And that was a very overhyped feature.
But that's not whole fault.
Doesn't matter. That's still his song.
So let me combat that for a second.
Name the last, like, raw ass, like, Jay-Z and Khaled song.
The last raw Jay-Z and Khaled song was Keys. Nah. But this is what I'm going to say. Niggas don't give Khaled the good verses no more. Khaled is not the nigga that you shit.
So whoa. You just blew my point. Doesn't give Khaled a good verse. So you saying that the verse ain't good?
No, listen. I'm saying this. Hold on. So let me prove a point to you. Your original point is, this whole verse is shitty. Da 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 da. The whole verse is not shitty. I'm about to do exactly what Don just did for J. Cole, and I want you niggas to be okay with it.
No.
So here's the thing. This whole verse is not cheese, bro. The last good Hove gave us the joint with Nipsey, What It Feels Like. The verse is immaculate. Lie to me and tell me that it's not.
It's immaculate.
Okay. You gonna do, if you with Nipsey, you gonna do the fire verse.
Yes.
Ho's verse is cool. It's a good verse on the Khaled joint. But the issue is Khaled is washed. I'm not.
Nah.
Khaled is washed.
No. Khaled is washed. What I'm saying is this. If you're a Jay-Z caliber, right?
Yes.
Jigga caliber. And then you rap maybe once every 8 months. Once. No. Not an album.
Yeah.
You give a nigga, you give the same nigga a feature every year.
But what if you don't
Hold on. I got you. My thing is this. If I were to go to Ramsey's house, right?
Right.
And this nigga cooking up dishes all the time on TV. Mm-hmm. Nigga lit on TikTok.
Right.
Everything, right?
Right.
And this nigga makes me a PB&J sandwich with Jiffy and fucking Smuckers. Yeah. And it's like out like Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
Is it fried?
Huh?
Is it fried? It's crazy.
That give you straight white Wonder Bread.
Damn. He don't fuck
nah,
with you.
Nah, I'm going to be sorry because I'm like, because I know you can do better than that. That's what I'm saying.
But what my point is what if you don't have to, though?
I'm cool on it. Me personally, we don't get on Nas too because my thing is like, I just don't like how Khaled gives us these features.
Yeah.
And then we get the features, they're not good features.
That's Khaled's fault though.
That's bro. Either way, you the nigga rapping. I don't want to hear that shit. If Jay-Z can't give me a dope ass verse, if you rapping once every 2 years,
okay,
I don't want to hear it.
So let me ask you this: if somebody hit you and say, "Yo, I'll give you $500,000 to come and do this podcast about fucking yoga,"
I'm gonna do it.
You gonna do it, regardless of what you know about yoga, regardless of how vital you can be.
But someone tell me, Johnny, that's not your best work. I'm like, cool. I can accept the criticism.
But what I'm saying is this. I'm you over here call it, but you, I I'm don't like journalist. The way, I don't like your tone.
I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist. I have opinions in the culture. I'm going to talk my shit. That was not Jigga's best verse.
But I didn't
like Jigga caliber.
The tone that you had when you said it, you was attacking
him. What the fuck tone? That's Jay-Z.
Let me find out Jay-Z, his uncle or something. Yeah. Talking about
I like your tone.
Like nigga, the way you was talking about my uncle.
I
tell you,
like my tone.
Yo, look. Yo, look, he's about to get up and say, yo, look,
Jay-Z. Bro, it's not a good verse, bro.
This is the thing. Well, all I'm saying is this, bro. At what point? I'm not forcing it, but what I'm saying is this. At what point can niggas be so great? That's why I don't like. What I've noticed is whenever you do great shit for a long time, every time you don't do great shit, somebody got something to say about it.
Yes, because my thing, if you set an expectation, then.
Nah. There's no such thing as an expectation. You set an expectation. You looked at that track. Hold on. Let me say this. I let you get your shit. Did not let him cook.
It's a lie.
I didn't let him cook, Don.
Cook.
Go ahead.
You set that expectation. You saw Jay-Z and Nas and said, oh my gosh, this is about to be the greatest song that I ever heard in my entire life. But you let. Hold on. Wait. No, Don. Y'all let. Now I'm talking.
Don. Let him cook his theory because it makes no sense.
Now I'm about to talk to both of y'all. Y'all let. Fucking DJ Khaled set that expectation for y'all. Y'all at Khaled. Hov did not. Hold on. Listen. Understand this. Hov did not retweet, tweet, or say anything about this verse that he got for Khaled. Did he? Tell me. No, he didn't. Yeah, I'm cooking.
Are you done?
Hov didn't. Did Hov DM you and say, yo, this is my best shit?
Don, take care of him, please.
But Dev, like. I hear what you're saying.
Yo, son, I'm not hearing from you. J. Cole suck.
Hey, look, this might be the last episode of the Outrighteous Podcast. Hey, look, let me just find out. Just let y'all know it may be Bedside, most versatile last name in the game, and Baritone Jones because Mr. Voice will not be with us next week.
Go in.
But no, like, Dev, you talking about, oh, because you're great, you expect greatness all the time. What do you expect from LeBron James? Greatness every single time.
Yes.
What did they expect from Wilt Chamberlain? Greatness every time.
Yes.
So what do you mean if Jay-Z's coming out with greatness, why wouldn't you expect greatness every single time?
Because that is you. That understand, is what? Understand this.
No, I just want to answer. No, don't understand.
Saying, no. This is what I'm saying. Bro, but that's an expectation that y'all are personally setting. Y'all go out there and expect LeBron to be great because y'all expect LeBron to
bro,
be great.
When you get all these great albums, you expect a shitty album at some point in time?
That happens, yes.
Bro, Dev.
Yes, that happens.
Dev, if a nigga's putting up 29 points a game.
Yes.
You don't think that the next game gonna be 29 fucking points? If he averages,
No.
If he's been averaging the same record of greatness for years.
But understand this.
Your point, I feel you, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
But your point makes no sense.
No, but this is my point. You just said it. And I don't know why y'all looking at me like y'all don't understand. Because hold on. What I'm saying is this. You just said this. If a nigga put up 29 points for 12 straight games, Dev, do you not think that on the 13th game he gonna put up 29 points? Yes, I'm going to think that. But who's setting that expectation? Me or him?
He is. He's putting up 29 points a game.
No, I'm setting that expectation.
He put up 29
especially,
points a game.
Hold on. If
he's doing it,
but Johnny, if he don't say, yo, on his 13th game, I'm going to put up another 29. And I say, nah, he's going to put up another 29. Who's setting that expectation?
So if I'm putting up 29 points a game.
Yes.
I have to say on the 15th game. Stop. The only way the expectation is there is if I say on this game, I'm going to drop 29 points. Nobody else has that expectation.
Don. And a nigga gets paid more incentives if he puts up more points.
Hey, but this is the crazy thing.
Oh, and Tom, on you say you let Caleb's expectation, bro. That's the whole point of the scheme. Of Khaled is he tries to put these great verses together, these great hooks together, these great songs feature wise.
We the best.
And then but Khaled's been doing that shit for years. Khaled did that shit when he came out with Holla at Me. All these niggas on one verse. Khaled been doing that shit that's his formula.
Right.
How he makes music. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is this, bro. I understand what you're trying to say. You're trying to save Jay-Z, and I feel you. You're a Jay-Z fan, and it's the expectation
boy,
I have on
me,
you.
Boy.
But what I'm saying is this, right? It's okay when our superstars, the niggas we see as idols, the niggas we write quotes on, we do our little mood boards and our vision boards.
I dead ass have a Hov quote on my vision board.
And it's okay.
Did you see my vision board?
No, I know you. So, it's okay.
You want to see a picture?
That's my bad.
It's okay when he doesn't come out with a good verse. And what I'm saying is this. For it to be a Nas and a Jay-Z
on
the same song for that much history that it's been, right?
Oh, my God.
I expected that song to be probably the hardest shit I've ever heard in the last, like, year. And it was not the hardest shit I've heard in the last year. Just the same way when The same way when Jeezy said, oh, I got Kendrick and J. Cole on the same record, that bitch gonna be fire. And it was not that fire.
No, that track, it's a tough track.
It's tough, but it's not what we thought it was gonna be.
Nah, you wanted them to rap. Okay. But hold on. This is the point that I don't understand why y'all keep looking at me crazy. Because both of y'all keep saying, it's not what I thought. It's not what I thought. It's not. But hold on. Nobody has said to you, Cole or Kendrick did not say, hey, me and Kendrick on here spitting, and this shit tough. You said, damn, I saw Cole and Kendrick. I thought it was going to be tough. And then you telling another nigga. And then you telling another.
I'm going to take one more. I'm going to take it to something we can all relate to.
Okay.
So we drop every Tuesday, right?
Yes, yes.
Every Tuesday.
Yes.
Like clockwork.
Yes.
Every Tuesday.
Yes.
What happens when we don't drop on a Tuesday? What happens? You've experienced it firsthand. What happens?
People niggas what? Will, yeah. Niggas will hit you and be like, where the fuck you at?
Off of a what? Yes.
DM, social media, no, what?
But what is that? If we don't drop on a Tuesday and we get flack for it, what is that? A?
Expectation. But hold on, wait. But let me ask you this, though. If we set that expectation by saying, yo, we drop on Tuesdays at 7 a.m. If we just drop the pod whenever the fuck we drop pods, and then niggas said, oh, damn, why y'all ain't dropped this week? Then I would be like, nigga, we never told you we gonna drop on Tuesday, Don, but I have really verb. Understand this. I verbal, but y'all missing my point. This is what, hold on. I don't think y'all really understand. But I don't think you understand.
We all understand it. We're not agreeing with you.
If you tell a nigga, I drop on Tuesdays at 7 a.m., a nigga is not just thinking that you're gonna drop on Tuesday. You told a nigga you was gonna drop on Tuesday. Am I wrong or am I right with that point? Yes
facts,
or no?
Facts.
If a nigga goes out for 12 straight games and puts up 29 points,
right,
but does not tell you on the 13th game that he's going to go 0 for 10 and not score at all.
Right.
You said that, right? You thought he was going to do that, didn't you?
No, because the nigga's on LeBron has said he's the greatest. LeBron has vocalized.
I did not say LeBron.
I'm sorry. Kobe.
I didn't say Kobe. Okay, I said a nigga.
We'll say that nigga.
Kyle Kuzma, nigga.
Kyle Kuzma say he the greatest. Fuck it, he gonna say the same shit. Fuck you talking about? Jay Z has said he's one of the greatest niggas. Nas has said those things before. They know that. My thing is this, bro. For it to be that much history, right?
Yeah.
In this catalog, little, that crazy.
Whatever. For them niggas to be beefing at one point. If it to come on a track together, it was to me, it could have been way better produced, way better. It could have been, this could have been like the one. This could have been the one.
It should have been the
one. And it was not the one.
Because of an expectation that we set for ourselves, though. We said
it's okay.
Tell your uncle we sorry. Okay. Tell your uncle we sorry.
It's okay.
Tell your uncle we sorry. Because
so you tell him you didn't, when you saw that verse, you didn't expect greatness out of it?
Bro, before I even got to the lab with it. Yes, bro, when I saw Jay-Z and Nas on this Khaled track, that was the very first. I don't typically listen to albums like randomly. I went straight to that shit.
Exactly.
I skipped everything.
Because you expected it to be great, right?
I wanted it to be the most amazing song
and
that
it
I ever
wasn't.
Heard. And it wasn't. But understand this.
But you put expectation, right?
I said that. Hove did not tell me.
Hove said that too. Khaled said that. Nas said that. Be on the record.
No, he did not.
That's
bro.
Marketing for you, nigga.
Khaled said that shit, but yo, you gotta know if a nigga lied to you.
Jay-Z,
hey, look, we can argue this shit all day. What else we got on the agenda, bro? What else we got on the agenda, bro? Because I'm not about to sit here and keep going back with you about your uncle, bro. And the expectations, bro. I'm not about to keep doing that. Because you keep saying, no, expectations. We said that. It's okay, Dev. We don't agree with you. All right,
last thing. All right, last point.
Okay.
Your girl. Okay, if your girl,
right?
Okay,
hey, get your words together.
If you don't tell your girl that you're getting her anything on Valentine's Day, like you don't, if you show no signs of getting your girl anything on Valentine's Day, but your girl say, "Damn, Valentine's Day coming around, yo, why you ain't give me no Valentine's Day gift?" And you say, "Damn, I never told you I was gonna be able to get you anything for Valentine's Day."
Relationships, that's the expectation
set by who?
Set by society.
Okay, but did you set that in your relationship?
No, but if you
okay,
no.
Don is quiet.
No.
I didn't hear Don.
You didn't even say
because
you
Don said time we moving on.
Tell me. That like example is so skewed because it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Because there's so many.
That's
it's
why
so
I
many
respond.
Layers.
They can talk about
so
we was arguing for a week. That's a bad example. We was arguing. She should have
known. No, because that makes no sense. There's so many layers to that argument, but we're not gonna get there.
It was a loaded example.
Cool. You're a Jay-Z fan. You're gonna stick up for this nigga
and I'm not
anything
going for
he
it.
Does.
And I'm gonna die
and
on this.
And it's cool.
It is okay.
You gotta shoot me.
That's the shield that he wants to die on. Let him die on that shield.
But
I'm gonna
let you know. To me, that verse he gave me was kind of it. Kind of gave me Kingdom Come vibes.
Ooh, yeah, Kingdom Come is not the album. There's a couple joints. So, yeah. No, I mean, listen, I'm not mad at you for that take. I'm not mad at you for not liking that verse.
I'm mad at you for your expectation.
I'm here to argue. Thank you. That's it.
Look, he's trying to rationalize in his head why the fuck that song was as great as it was. That's all that he's doing.
I told him, tell Unc, we sorry.
It's cool.
It wasn't cool.
I feel you because when you have a dream of like these two powerhouse niggas coming together on the same track, and you listen to it, and you like this, and then you trying to feel it. I listened like 5 times. I tried to feel it. I was like, oh, this motherfucking bar. Nah, this shit ain't.
That's
it.
A good song. I don't know. You're wilding with
though. No. I'm not saying it's not a good song. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is for them to. Mount Rushmore niggas to hop on the same track. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yo.
It should have been more fire.
I feel you. I know
and
somebody.
I'm getting tired of DJ Khaled putting these. You can tell when niggas don't be in the studio together. You can tell when niggas send the verses in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, I'm just sick of Khaled giving me albums that are just a bundle of singles.
Very factual.
And then they're just.
But that's what he's always done.
Yeah,
though.
That's
like,
cool.
I mean, it's not. I understand. Yeah, no.
And I'm getting sick of seeing.
Here's the thing.
And hot take to him. I'm sick of seeing his kids on albums.
I'm going to use Dev Word again. I'm going to use Dev Word again. That's what you expect from him.
Bro, he puts that station up. No.
Oh, no, wait. That's what I expect from him.
No, right. No.
Sorry.
No, that's sarcasm.
I'm glad you know.
DJ Khaled puts that station on himself. He's like, we the best. That was not the best.
We, nigga.
We the best.
Yo.
The wonder.
So, I'll tell you what. Watch how I segue this shit. Speaking of expectations, some shit that I'm not really sure if we expected or not happened. It got announced I wanted to get y'all takes on this. I think we're going to take a little bit of a turn. But there's no Black Lives Matter merchandising. No kneel at the Tokyo. No kneeling at the Tokyo Olympics.
Nigga said, what the fuck? They don't be like this. What you on your knee for, pimp?
Right. You tying your shoe?
Like, all of it has been made illegal to support anything. So...
Any political...
No, you can say stop Asian hate.
Mm-mm.
You can't?
They say all political.
You can't say stop
so
Asian
then,
hate?
So then, you know, it's all political. All so political. Then do y'all think because they did all political, that makes it okay? Because it wasn't like they said just no Black Lives Matter. They said
nothing. They know the vibe.
What you mean?
Nothing. So what you talking?
Yeah, what you mean?
So think about this, right? So when you do the Olympics, the most watched events are probably, I'm not going in order. I'm saving the ones that's for last. Basketball, soccer. Niggas don't watch soccer. It's soccer low key shitty because it's amateur.
No, you got to think bigger than America.
You got to think bigger than America.
No, but I'm saying like niggas watch soccer, but I'm saying like. The setup is not like it's amateur, so it's not your best players in the world. Mm-hmm. FIFA, that's a different story.
Yeah. So,
but you got your soccer, basketball, and a couple of sports. But the most watched event is the opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, you got to think about it too. Strategically, they're going to pick the designer. I think last year was Polo, and Polo did their thing. They're gonna pick whoever the designer is. They might go with Polo.
They're going with Virgil. How much? Nah,
but I ain't gonna hold you.
It might
that
be.
Might be. No, Virgil got a bag like that though.
Who said it first? I did.
Virgil got a bag like that. So like, they know the vibe. And now you're not about to come on. And America ain't about to come in this bitch. Black like, but also too though. I think that shit low key wild because like, the Olympics has had so much history when it comes to standing up for justice. Like Jesse Owens. What's buddy name that put his fist up? I met him before.
It was
too.
Two of them.
But I met one of them before. I
can't remember
his name.
Well, you know I'm gonna do my Googles while you cook.
Do your Googles real quick. And the fact that like, and I can understand for maybe a international white collar vibe. You feel me? And they just don't want no distractions. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like the Olympics has been a historical thing when it comes to talking about shit like that. So, like, yeah, we can't do Black Lives Matter, but, like, I get, oh, track two, but, like, understand what's going on from their perspective. Do I agree? No. Because niggas understand, you can understand some shit and not agree with it. That's what niggas don't.
And we just spent 30 minutes doing it.
Facts that. But you know what I'm saying? Because niggas, niggas think you understand some shit, you agreeing
is
with it.
Is that an expectation, mm-hmm. Johnny?
Fuck God hates me.
So, like, it makes sense. I don't agree with it. I think that shit low-key track, like low-key whack as fuck. You feel me? Because there's a lot of shit that's going on in the world that has to be done. You feel me? Like, there is, like, Black Lives Matter, Asian hate, motherfucking the Chinese locking up Chinese Muslims. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many world issues and shit that's fucked up that it's like, ah, bro, like, what we gonna do? Oh, swimming, too. Also, talking about what's gonna happen at least Tokyo Olympics. Last time, Buddy won the swimming races and shit.
Who?
And said he got robbed in Brazil and then get robbed.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit. Yeah. Wait, real quick. Hold on. Right. Tommy Smith and John Carlos were the
John
names.
John Carlos. There we go. John Carlos.
I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't necessarily agree with it, but.
They got the mic laying on this fucking
and
chest.
That shit's working too. I'm not gonna hold you. I was amazed too. I was like, damn, how did he know this would work like
that? Nah, so I don't necessarily agree with it, but I will say, and this is me trying to be optimistic, maybe a little hopeful, that I think that all they're trying to do is just make it about the sport. You know what I'm saying? Make it about the various sports. Yes, granted, this has been an open stage, an open forum for people to not necessarily address those issues, but show like, okay, like even as an example, if, you know, Americans would go to the Olympics and just be wearing black the whole time, all black everything.
I'll let niggas rock out. The Olympics need them views.
Right. I mean, it would get a bunch of views, but I personally just think, and I just hope that the only reason why they're doing this is because they're just trying to make it about the sports, not about any political issues.
Is that
why
fair?
They said, no, nothing. I don't agree, so I don't think it's fair, but I just hope that that's all they're doing.
I didn't make sure it was Uncle Tom Don, you feel me?
Stop playing.
You can't listen to J. Cole and be an Uncle Tom. I also think that...
Y'all both hate me.
I think that...
Hate yourself.
I think you got a low-key... you got to, like... I don't know, man. I feel like with this Olympic situation... At what point are we going to move out of... They did this for the people that's like, you know, I just want my sports to be sports. Like, that's the crowd that they pleased with this move. And I think where we at as a world, not just as a country, but the entire fucking world. Like, you just said this shit. Locking up Asian Muslims. Wars going... Like, as a world, I think that people... Why please the people who want sports to just be sports when the people who need that inclusion or need that motivation or need that symbol, like need it, you can please them. It's so many more people that need to be like, damn, COVID fucked my whole thing up, but I can look forward to this Olympic shit. I'm really excited to see, you know, this George Floyd shit really fucked me up. But I'm excited to see my favorite athletes be black and be proud to be black and stand for some of the things that I stand for on that Olympic stage. This means a lot to me. I'm an athlete and I'm experiencing this shit. Why please the smaller amount of people?
I don't think it's small. I think that's like big, bro. Like them niggas, like some people ain't really fucking with that shit.
So then the question is, then if I have for y'all, well then like let's just say the U.S. said we not going.
I don't think that's stupid. Nah, that'd be crazy.
About, I understand the only I understand the bags that they would be leaving on the table, but why would it, if you stand up for a right, and let's just think about it.
America don't stand up for that right.
About it, an entire country says we're not going to the Olympics.
That's not one of the most popular countries.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro, Don, and I understand your analogy. That's not even realistic. I can't even go there because the country don't believe that shit.
That's true.
It's so many sports that we don't even know that's in the Olympics, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
From just fucking, I don't know, shoot, like just sports we didn't even heard about. Handball, netball, the U.S. netball team. Niggas ain't making no cash for real. You feel me?
Like, bro. Yo, why are you dissing netball?
Cause them niggas ain't making no bread.
Damn.
I'm gonna keep it a
stack. Damn.
Yeah. Keep it a stack, bro. You feel what I'm saying? So like, there's so many Olympic sports in the U.S., bro, and so many sports that's like, that it has different cultural values that, bro, like, nah, them, the U.S. don't even fuck with that shit. Even the niggas that even do the Olympics representatives in the America don't even, probably are white. Oh, and don't even fuck with the same vibe as us. It's literally going to be, I'm telling you, who's going to be doing the Black Lives Matter shit? Basketball players, track players, and a select few fucking swimmers that's black.
Yeah.
That's really going to be it.
Maybe some tennis.
And tennis.
Is baseball in the Olympics?
Amateur.
This, I mean, I think it'll be a bomb-ass statement. Like, that would probably be the most fire statement ever made.
And guess what's going to be done at? The open ceremony.
Yeah.
Which is the most viewed portion of the Olympics.
No, I'm saying it would be a fire statement to pull out.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if a nigga going to do that shit, they going to do that shit at the open ceremony. They're going to take their little polo off, whatever, and be like, niggas matter.
Yeah. Real rap. I mean, I feel like something has, it's tough, man. As a black man, I want to see that, though. As a black man, I want to see statements made because those are the things that push us
forward. They stop niggas before they even get in the club. Hey, you know, this remind me of.
What's up?
When the club got a sign saying no t-shirts, no jeans, no hats, no boots, no hoodies. Sneakers, no hoodies. They basically say we don't want no niggas.
No dark skin.
Nope.
No chains, no nah.
Nah. We want slacks and a whale vineyard shirt.
So let's take another deep dive into this. Can us as the consumer pull out?
No.
Pull out of what?
Of watching the Olympics.
No.
No. You can, but most people aren't going to. Just like with football. People are saying, okay, when they were doing Colin the way they're doing Colin, okay, we about to stop watching football. Who stopped watching football?
It wasn't enough.
Now, they did take some view losses. They did take some money losses, but as an overall community, no.
Well, keep it a stack with you, though. Like, Olympics is probably like, this is like probably last year, I think, what was it, Brazil?
The last Olympics was
like the shittiest one. I think Winter Olympics, too. Like, niggas ain't fucking Olympics no more. Because it's not culturally relevant anymore.
Niggas not fucking with ceremonies and gatherings no more.
No, niggas fuck with the ceremonies.
No, what I'm saying is I can just watch all of that shit on my own. Like, I can just get the clips of all of that shit. I'm not going to hold you. It's been like mad track meets going on everywhere in the world, and niggas is like, I'm not watching that bullshit. Just show me the clips.
But also, too, I'm going to keep it stacked with you. I think, like, this next rollout is this summer, right?
Yeah.
Like, in August? They used to do it in August.
I think so.
So I think that, like, when they do it this year, one, it's going to be more digital. From the marketing standpoint, I know for a fact. The campaign going to be stupid.
Campaign going to be cheese, though.
Nah, bro. I don't know. Knowing from the marketing bag, that bitch might be, my perspective might be different because I'm in that world. You know what I'm saying? So shit that excites me does not excite you. Yeah. So, but viewership has gone down. You know that for a fact. Think about the cultural relevance. Like, out of the major sports, only a couple sports allow pro athletes. For real. You see what I'm saying? Like, basketball allow pro athletes. Tennis and swimming and track. Am I right?
What do you say? Allow pro athletes what?
Olympics is technically an amateur sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be for amateurs. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s, 92...
Yeah,
92, like they allowed like the dream team, and that's when they allowed pro bass players. Mm. Tennis, I think Serena and them can do it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Swimming, Michael Phelps, you know the vibe. Yeah. And then track, too. Like, that's really the biggest shit you can do in track is
the Olympics.
That besides that, it's like baseball is strictly like the fucking, I don't know, Lake County Captains niggas. Like, you could do that.
Yeah.
Everything else is just amateur soccer. Like, you can't even get your big
them niggas
cups.
Still be nice, though.
Yeah, it's not like yo Messi's and like it's not the big niggas. I don't know. I don't watch soccer like that to know the big names.
Yeah.
But it's not your big names that could come from your country. Like, you look at the U.S. team, it's gonna be a whole different squad, a whole bunch of booty niggas. So
that's tough. Yo, you've been dissing mad athletes. They on your ass.
It's
after
cool
this week.
It's cool. But like I'm saying, so like, is it really even like relevant? How do you make it relevant again?
How do you make the Olympics specifically relevant?
Because the thing about the Olympics, like, you're taking the world, which everybody culturally, the only unified language culturally in the world is black culture.
Mm.
But come on, I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you right now because everything is hip hop. from that, that British shit to that K-pop shit.
I don't know who that was racist against. Us, them, or who? I don't know who should be offended.
So think about it, though. Think about it like, it's the universal language. Hip-hop is the universal language. But you're not willing to express the hip-hop culture or just black culture, period, or just even just popular culture.
Yeah.
And then you have a lot of people. Olympics been around since, I don't know when, since the BC times. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, nigga, like, and there's so much tradition into it. Like, it's tradition. Like,
yeah,
legit tradition. And the traditions that niggas, and them niggas are 60 years old in them rooms. They not letting go of that traditions, bro.
Yeah, we got to get old niggas out of here. I'm not going to hold you. I'm low-key tired of old niggas. I don't really like old niggas for real.
The boomers, man.
I don't like old niggas. You're like, baby
boomers,
you.
Baby boomers, them niggas is different. Them niggas still kicking.
Old niggas have stopped a lot of great things from happening. Old niggas do not like change. Old niggas fight change. They like, nah, you can't change shit. Nah.
Facts that.
This shit works. This is how shit's supposed
to
be.
They're more analytical.
And this be the crazy thing about old niggas. And we gonna wrap this shit up. I'm not gonna drag this shit on, but this be the wild shit about old niggas. Yo, imagine the first 12 chapters of the history book looking mad fucked up when old niggas was around and you still thinking shit was better back then. Every single chapter in history, you be like, damn, they did that in days.
You know what's the most triggering thing with baby boomers and shit?
What's up?
This is two things I don't fuck with. Well, it's kind of one thing. I don't fuck with 50s diners. I don't go into those things. Like this whole malt and pop, like the malt shops and shit, the 50 diners.
Wait, Steak and Shake don't count, right?
Nah. Yeah, steak shit don't count, but like, it gives me
vibes.
I know
what you're talking about, though. It gives me vibes.
It's like, it ain't what it used to be. Look,
that's tough, because we for sure used to live.
It ain't what it used to be. But like, them old, like, 50s diners and them 50s cars and like, that bebop music.
Bro, the vibes be crazy. Scat. It's scat. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, that
vibes be scary, bro.
I'm trying to tell you, bro, that shit makes me like
cringe.
And those white folks, they think that era was like the best era in the world.
It
like
was
the cars,
them.
The driving movie theaters,
yeah.
Like the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
To me, it just smells whites only.
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't it literally screams. Yeah, you even think about the old photos that they have plastered up in the wall.
Yeah, it only be white people.
Susie with that little them curls.
Yeah,
and the I Love Lucy apron on. It's only white folks.
Yeah.
So
that's a fact.
Think about the vibe from there. They like, bro, they're not. Bro, I'll put like this. And this is how I know. And this is how I know black niggas don't fuck with black culture that much, right? I'm gonna give you an example. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When they came to Atlanta. That wasn't Atlanta. When they came to Atlanta and did this halftime show,
yeah.
And they brought Big Boy out with that fucking car and they had Maroon 5. That wasn't Atlanta.
Yeah, I hate
that. Wasn't Atlanta.
Super Bowl performances.
That wasn't Atlanta. Because if it was me, if I was in charge,
Maroon 5.
No. You would have had Welcome to Atlanta Remix 2.0.
Yeah.
You would have Migos. Yeah. You would have Gucci. Yeah. You would have had the most Atlanta. Atlanta's a black city, so I don't know why the fuck Maroon 5.
Listen to who you saying.
Oh, man. I know.
So yeah,
I know. It's
that's why they ask Beyonce
it's
every
a dream,
year because of the crossover, and she tells them no every single year.
And when Beyonce did that one year, and I was in class and we discussed it, white folks was off the hook. They was like, I understand why she had to do it. I said, you white paste of mayo.
They never understand why. And that be another thing that's why I don't like the leave politics out of it. They be blowing me because it don't matter how anything. Shit blow me. And that's like the most racist shit. Saying leave politics racist. Out of my sports or leave politics, that shit is the most racist shit to me.
Racist vibes.
That tells me everything I need to know about a nigga when he say, I just, bro, but you don't never sometimes just want to watch shit without politics. That I be like, nigga, what?
I'll be trying to live without politics.
You saw Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie don't eat pork no more.
And the crazy thing is I ain't going to hold you. Even on this pod, we made a couple jokes about Kyrie at first, but now it just makes sense.
Yeah, that nigga on a spiritual journey.
It makes sense.
It makes sense that nigga, like, he wasn't playing games and shit. That nigga literally, like, he on this Muhammad Ali shit. I guarantee you in 2 years, he going to change his name.
That'll be lit. You said it here first.
Kyrie Muhammad. Kyrie Muhammad or some shit like that.
I'll be before then.
And that nigga said, when that nigga said it'll all
be
praise,
after, it'll be in the offseason.
That nigga said all praise to the up high Allah. I said, oh, this nigga.
Now here,
this nigga been around Busta Rhymes and Farrakhan.
Now let me ask you this. Did Kyrie say he was going to change his name, or are you setting that expectation? I'm party!
So, I don't know if y'all
trying to get my exclusive.
Yeah, not exclusive.
I got a story for y'all niggas, too.
But since we're on the topic of unfortunate PSA. Race and stuff like that. So on Amazon Prime, I don't know if y'all hit. I was watching it with Shorty. There was a show called Them. It was about a black family that ended up in Compton back in
the 50s.
Probably. And they were the first family on the block. And Johnny gave me them vibes when he was talking about them old cars and the old diners because, I mean, I'm not going to disclose it if y'all actually choose to watch it. I really think it's a good show.
I'm not watching that bullshit.
You're going to be triggered the whole time because I was triggered the entire time.
Which is why I'm not watching.
Hey, look, man, but sometimes you just got to be triggered.
Yeah.
You just got to be. Because life is triggering anyway, so you might as well, you know, deal with that shit.
I couldn't disagree more.
You can disagree all you want, but like,
nah, I won't get your shit off because
I'm just saying,
for sure.
I mean, I personally thought it was a solid show. Of course, like, I watched two episodes, I'm taking a little quick little break, you know what I mean? Because
who would the fuck would want to watch something like that you can't sit through?
I can't sit through, just I don't binge watch a lot of shit.
It's art form.
I don't binge watch a lot of shit.
He don't want blacks in his television.
Sometimes I just want you to leave politics out of my entertainment.
He got caught up in his own shit.
Right.
No, this is why I'm not watching that. But I don't want to step on.
Here's the thing
about that. I'm tired of like reliving trauma. I get it, it's art, but goddamn, nigga, I know what the fuck used to happen. We learned about it. You put it in the books. We watching the shit happen in real time. Queen and Slim came out. Us came out. What the fuck? Stay Woke, Get Out came out. God, shut the fuck up. God damn, nigga.
Sounded very white right now.
No, it's not. What I'm saying is this. I'm talking about trauma. You flipping what I'm saying. I'm tired of rewatching. I'm tired of reliving this shit. I'm tired of having to watch. Damn, I know that them niggas hated us and used to try to kill us. Let's tell a new side of the story. Or let's tell a different perspective of the story. You said what?
Stories are there.
Those stories are there, but those are not the mainstream stories.
Because trauma sells.
So then did you watch? That 30-minute movie on Netflix?
I'm not watching none of that shit.
But that's a new version.
It was okay.
Here's the thing. It was a bad. Okay, let's be real. It, overall, as a film, an acting film,
it wasn't good.
Because I mean, it was like the actors were bad. But the message that it was portraying was, to me, outstanding. The message they were trying to get to was an outstanding message.
I'm not telling niggas to... I'm not saying leave politics out of my shit. I'm just saying, at what point are we going to... We are like... And now everybody's making a black trauma film.
Okay, question is this. Do you search for the shows that aren't like that, though?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I look forward...
What's your top five shows that aren't like that?
I think it could be
shows or movies. I know selection shows and movies. Go ahead.
And so you saying shows that can it just be black shows or
shows that you won't relive any trauma? People watch comedies to keep from traumatic stuff.
We talking about black shows.
Okay.
That aren't trauma. That doesn't involve trauma. They might have trauma undertones because our black experience is trauma, so we can't escape.
But we can't escape that now.
But I'm talking about a show that's not based on trauma.
That's not true.
The black experience
is not traumatized.
No. The black experience is based on trauma.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, the fuck it's not, my nigga. It's mad great shit that go on in black.
No. I understand what you're saying. You know, listen, hold on real quick. What I'm saying is that the word black, right?
Okay.
Came out of trauma. The culture of being black comes out of trauma because we were once Africans at one point. So for us to be called black and stripped of our heritage and created by the white man for to enslave us and it's called black, we come from trauma. So everything we've made good has come from trauma. Us eating barbecue, this shit comes from trauma, slavery. So I'm saying, when I say like our culture is rooted in trauma. It's not everything we do now ain't like we listen to hip hop music, it ain't trauma. You see what I'm saying? We kick it and we lit, whoopie whoop. So I'm saying, like, in certain black shows, it's sometimes hard to like escape trauma. That's what I'm saying. Like, the shows you about to name, like Insecure, if you name Insecure, right?
Yeah.
That's a show that I'll accept what you're saying. Like, that doesn't involve trauma. It's a funny show. It's cool, but it has trauma undertones in it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah.
So what shows?
Well, Insecure would be one of them. I would say another joint, what I've been watching lately, like One-on-One type, like niggas could roast me for that, but One-on-One, but it does have the trauma undertones.
I don't count that though. What you're saying though is like true. You're going in a good path. I count those shows.
You don't count One-on-One as undertones.
No. I say like the traumatic undertones. Like, don't worry about that because every so black show is gonna be. Right.
Okay. So I'm whatever. I've been watching Insecure.
Let's talk about new though. One-on-One don't count to me. I'm talking about new because because the show he got was new.
Okay. What have I been watching lately? Insecure. On HBO, what the fuck do I watch? I don't really. Damn, they even had Trauma and Captain and Winter Soldier.
But
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know. It's
hard.
It's tough to escape that. And I'm not saying you need to watch something as blatant as that show. I watch it. I've watched a couple episodes of it. I haven't finished the season because it is pretty triggering. But I'm going to be real with you. Life is triggering. There is shit that happens. You go to work, somebody says something the wrong way. Somebody, even like when we said with the George Floyd thing, I told y'all I went to work. They talk about why they were protesting on MLK. Why they keep doing that? Like, you're going to get it. And it's an unfortunate reality, but you are. And you can't tell me you're not going to get it. I'm going to completely disagree with you. You are. I'm not saying you have to put it in your face every single day. By no means am I saying that. But you are going to get it in some way, shape, or form.
But you know what, Don? I do see where Dad coming from because...
No, absolutely. I completely agree.
No, I know. I'm saying? Like, because I feel like at times, like... So I watched... I think BET Plus and BET has a couple like good shows. Like the one they did about the one that's Boomerang,
yeah,
with Lena White. Like that show is just it's just black people, the black experience. You know what I'm saying? Or like Bigger is a good show on BET Plus. Survivor Remorse was black. Ballers was majority black people in that, and Ballers too. Like sometimes I just want to, I put like this. It's hard to find shows that. Of people that look like me, and they just like going in an uphill battle, for going up in success, and also to just relate. That's why people fuck Insecure so much. And I'm low key sorry, he's about to end. It's the last season because it's like, damn, we don't get shows where niggas in their 20s and shit, black and being successful, or working towards some shit. Yeah. It's always like some fucked up trauma. Like crazy thing about it, it was a commercial about Procter & Gamble. They said widen the lens in my advertising bag. So. Yeah. They basically, like, if you watch the commercial, it's like a whole bunch of shit that you think of, like, two boys going to a store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two kids going to a store. You got a dude, you got a duffel bag. He riding around in a Monte Carlo, rims, all that shit.
Yeah.
You got a woman, she got 10 bags of groceries and some kid, and it's about a bus stop, right?
Uh-huh.
As the commercial goes on, you see the woman with the kids and shit, the bags and the bus stop. Her husband pulls up in the minivan.
Yeah.
The nigga go into the crib, he thinks it's a dope bag, he thinks it's a trap house, is his daughter's birthday.
Right.
The boys that go into the store, the owner knows the niggas and he grew, like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like, we so traumatized by the shit. You see, we so traumatized by our own fucked up that it's like, why can't we just get the shows that just literally just be some good, like, heartfelt shit? And I think the 90s did a good part of that, early 2000s, like One-on-One, Martin.
Sister.
What's the other one called? Queen Latifah. So it's just like
Living Single.
So it's like them show. Like I feel you because like, I be like, bro. Sometimes I be want to watch that shit too. I be like, bro. Like I'm tired of like watching about like white folks fucking with us.
Bro, imagine. Hold on. Check this. This is my point. My point is, I understand the art form. I respect the art, but you gotta pay attention to when shit. It's not art and it's trends and it's money behind trends. It's a lot of money in trends. What's the movie called? Get Out.
So you saying it's not a balance?
Started a trend.
It's not a balance, you saying?
Nah, I think it's balanced because just like you said, there are creators that make positive shit. You name bigger, you name... It's balanced, but what I'm saying is there are people who are cashing in on a trend of black trauma. Black trauma is at an all-time high in Hollywood right now.
But even that trend, I ain't gonna hold you. I fucked with it because it was like... Fuck the city of shit. Yeah. Fuck a nigga. Because my thing is this. That shit is... Like, if I see a nigga right now, down climb up this wall right now, right?
Yeah.
And his neck turned 360. Yeah. Bro, I'm either putting a bullet in this nigga or I'm gone. Right. I'm not about to call the police and try to figure out the fuck. I'm not about to call Ray Vernon. You feel me? To get a holy water to this nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm not doing all that. Don, you on your own. Yeah. You not my friend no more.
Leave me.
Yeah. They be, I'm doing you know that, saying? Something them wrong. Movies ain't realistic to us. But when we talk about Get Out and what's the other one called by Us. Appeal? Us.
You, us yeah.
And the Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Some of that shit is like, those are the, like, that shit scares. That's true horror. We don't worry about the superstitious shit. You see what I'm saying? Because niggas believe in Christ and God. But when it comes to that shit, it's like realistic. Now, do I feel like Peele did something that Peele was the person that broke that barrier to be like, oh, this is black horror.
Yeah.
that genre, yeah. But also, too, like some of them stories sometimes, like it's hard because it's like those stories need to be told. Like even Moonlight, that like that's low-key triggering. You know
what I'm
saying?
A trauma film, but that's a different style.
I'm saying, but like it's still trauma. You know what I'm saying? It's triggering. And that had those stories have to be told. Even like Concrete Cowboy, you saw that shit too
on Netflix? I've been seeing it, but I haven't watched it.
Watch that shit. That shit crazy. Like just the Philly and the cowboy shit.
Yeah.
And all that shit be triggering, but it's like sometimes I feel you. I'm on both sides. I'm in the middle because it's like I feel you. Like fuck, I just want to have a good ass day today. But then you like shit. Like man, if these stories gonna be told, like fuck it, let's get them told now because. Oh, a couple months ago, or not even months, a couple years ago, if we came with ideas like this.
You'd have been called crazy.
You would have been called.
You've
been,
too, you like,
been you called stupid.
Remember, like the movies now. I mean, Johnny, you said it, so did you, Dev. Like the movies now, I completely agree. You know, like I mean, and Dev, I'm not. What me saying, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
All I'm saying is that I'm not saying we have to watch those things. We have to be aware of those things. Because, like, as an example, early on, most of the movies that we were being shown and put out were like 12 Years a Slave. Now,
oh my God,
a culture, as a culture, we need to know these things. We read about these things, all of that.
Niggas still don't get it.
And I'm saying people still don't get it. But a movie like that, because I saw that movie, naturally, I wouldn't watch it again. Yeah. But it was like you have to understand, of course, naturally your past moving into the present. But it's like, well, now that we're in the present getting these kind of movies, especially now with the younger generation, I personally believe that these movies have to be watched. And not just by black folk. Not just by black folk. Majority is going to be by black folk.
Yeah.
Because naturally it's about us, so we're going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
But it's not, I think it's just not fair. But I'm going back to Dev's side, I think it's not fair that like, some of these, like these movies and shows that are based off trauma, get more promotion or backing, money backing. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to movies and shows,
they're liable to get more views.
That's fact. No. I understand the logic, but it's just like, why can't I turn on ABC and the only black show that's positive and prominent is Black-ish or Grown-ish? You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But then like it's a network event when they got. The Underground Railroad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that should be wild, bro.
I don't know.
It'd be too much. It don't seem like
balance,
and not even just the balance. It seemed like what's the intention of it? Like, what's the intention of them? What am I about to learn in them? Why am I watching them? So Don, and I'm not putting you on the spot, but tell me what has them shed light on for you as a black
show
man.
Them?
Yeah,
I was clarifying for the viewers because how you use them.
Oh, them, yeah. It was double entendre, just like Hove.
All right, y'all. It's been another episode of Outrighteous Podcast. This is Baritone Jones.
Nigga was doing so good. You was doing so good, bro. Damn.
Nah, so them for me, at least the episodes that I've watched. Like I said, I haven't watched. I watched the first two episodes.
Yeah,
it.
one is shedding a light on, for me, I didn't realize kind of how whitewashed, of course we know how whitewashed the world was.
Yeah, it used to be all white. Compton used to be all white.
But that's what I'm saying. I wasn't entirely hip to Compton being all white. So when you watching this show, you're getting a glimpse of that, but then you're also getting these, you know, the undertones you're getting, because them, I don't think the dude who made Us and Get Out is the main dude who produces the show, but I think he has a say in it, because if you look at the, like, the writing for them,
is it, it's
the
credits?
Same as Us. I can't remember. I didn't honestly didn't look at the credits.
Yeah.
And I haven't dug that deep into it
for
in
sure.
terms of, like, okay, who created it, produced it, and all
yeah,
of that
sure,
stuff.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So, I mean, that's what I'm personally getting from it. Like I said, I mean, it is traumatizing, and I really don't even want to harp on this traumatizing shit no more, because it's Sunday, it's Mother's Day.
But nah,
I do
got
rap. Next question for y'all.
What's up?
What's up?
This Floyd fight.
Trauma. Trauma. Floyd about to kill this boy.
Is that an expectation?
Bro, let me tell you.
Nah, yes. That's an expectation.
When I saw the interview of why Floyd took this fight, bro.
Why?
Floyd said, like, he entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
He said, why would I not take nine figures?
Was that the $1 million worth of game joint interview?
Might have been that. No, what he did with, what was his name?
Wallow. Yeah, that's. Oh, wow. That's dope.
Yeah, he did an interview. He did an interview with somebody, and he was like, why would I not take that much money?
Yeah, hell no. You'd be stupid.
It makes sense. Like, but also, too, it's like, it's kind of like, I understand both sides. It's like, niggas that are boxers, that really do this boxing shit for real, they'd be like, bro, this shit taken away from the game. And he also saying, too, like, nigga, think about it. If he take an L, I know what the fuck that little shit was in the corner of my eye. This little feather thing, I thought that shit was a roach. I said, we out. But, nah, like, if he take the L, right, it's an exhibition, so don't go on his record.
That's what he said. But he said it, though. He said, if I take an L, it don't matter. It's an exhibition.
And I still get paid. I think that whole, like, shit that
that's
happened.
That's fucked up.
But, no, it's fucked up for the sport.
That's fucked up, bro.
But it's fucked up for the sport. But think about this. Number one. The fact that these niggas from Westlake and are fighting Floyd,
yeah,
like they probably watched Floyd growing up and now they're fighting Floyd. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
So the fact that Logan and Jake are really boxing niggas and really got that check now from YouTube, and like I think that shit was fake to me. Like what happened at the one thing, if it wasn't fake, it was instigated. It was like kind of like a reality show fake.
You talking about? It's not talking about what the hat.
Yeah, the hat shit. It might not have been fake, but some shit maybe was intentional.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to take this nigga had to piss him off. Huh?
That shit was Love and Hip Hop fake to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not super fake,
but it's
placed.
It's not wrestling fake.
It's placed. like a nigga's instigating shit. Like, you thinking niggas like, niggas getting that close to each other? Yeah, come on now, bro.
Getting that close? And hold on, my thing is, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, yeah, he take your hat. But come
I'm
on.
I'm watching it, though.
Yeah.
I'm watching
Everybody
it.
Everybody is.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Funny.
You know who I low-key think might have started that shit off? And I think that might be wrong. I might be wrong in this. I don't know. But Versus, I think, is like the catalyst for a lot of this shit. Because Versus, like, created a digital platform for... And we not about to go in on Versus or go... on a tat super deep on the Versus thing, but it seems like Versus created like a digital platform for like social media. It created like another digital platform for social media. And I don't know if Triller?
Triller.
I don't know if Triller is power in this Floyd fight. Is Triller power in this Floyd fight?
Triller get a check right now. Cause Triller got the Versus and they begin these
fights. Yeah. So I don't know if Triller is power in this, but it seems like it's a new digital platform. And I mean, listen, to be honest with you, if I could watch, think about this though. It's always made sense. This shit has always made sense. All-Star Weekend is lit because of the celebrity basketball game. Thanks. Like if I can watch niggas that I actually like play and fight, hell fucking yeah. When Migos almost beat the shit out of Joe Biden, I was like, yo, put that clip up. I want to see this shit. So so it's always made sense. And so to see the sport going in this direction, hey, that's the reality.
But I think it's like weird. Like it's different when like you got, like it's different when celebrities fighting, but then you got literally like pound for pound, like probably a top 10, top 5 fighter in the history of boxing.
Yeah.
Is fighting like YouTubers. Yeah. Like, it just, like, I can understand why a purist, a boxer, like them old Italian niggas and shit, they be really coaching niggas in the corner.
Yeah, that's mad racist.
Brother, you got champ, bro.
Bro said, how racist can I be this week, Dev? We not interviewing, right?
God damn it, Jaquan, you're a champ.
God damn it, Jaquan.
He can't be racist.
You gotta call the uppercut, okay? Hit you with that left hook.
I want you to get in that ring and I want you to use your trauma against him, Jaquan. That's all I want you to do.
Also, PSA.
Yeah, yeah. And we got a slide too. And I think I got one last thing too. Go ahead.
PSA, bro. Listen, niggas, stop going to expensive restaurants and cashing fucking out crazy like this.
What happened?
Me, I'm putting niggas on the spot. I went to a birthday dinner, right?
Yeah. Is this the steak store?
Insert location.
Oh, Red, with the Red Steakhouse, right?
Okay.
So now I went to my one step.
Shout out to Red, get the sponsorship.
No.
Orange Village.
Is it black owned?
God, no.
Oh, God.
It's downtown.
No. Sorry.
Red? I thought Red was in Orange.
It's in downtown, too.
Go ahead, King.
Right, my fault.
I digress. My fault.
So then we there. The bill came up to a band. 8 people came up to a band. Yes.
Why are you shocked? It's a steakhouse. What you mean?
How did y'all pay?
You said it was 8 of y'all.
Wait,
what you mean? How did you pay? We paid a card. What you mean? That's what these niggas said. How did you pay?
Wait. So eight of y'all came up to a band. Yeah. Whose was what? Because that's what I'm paying for.
No.
Splitting this.
No. We split it by like how? Because you can't do individual checks. So you got to pay all, like, 1%
so
pay.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, we cash app niggas and shit.
They forcing niggas to be rich. Yeah, you got
it. My thing is this, yo. And I knew the vibe because this nigga ordering. So my homeboy and this girl, that was 2 people out of 6, they bill. So, like, the bill was $800 plus gratuity. So let's say $880, right?
Yeah.
$500 of that bill. With just 2 niggas.
You're fucking lying. I would have beat the shit out of one of you niggas.
Why?
Bro. Because don't even have. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You gonna have one next year.
Why is he so mad?
Bro, I don't want to see a receipt that say a band on it and I don't have a PS5.
It's 8 people.
I don't care. I don't expect that.
My bill was 90.
See? Happy birthday. I can do that. Oh, Johnny, what you get? 90? My nigga. You with me? A band?
But think about it. They got steak, which is the steak was only like $50-$40. Then you got lobster tail and shrimp with it.
Mm.
The size is a la carte. Ain't no combos, nigga. Mm. They love a combo.
I do love me a good 2 for $22.
then on top of that too, y'all think about it. Nigga got drinks. Now I ain't say drinks.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Shots and drinks.
Yeah.
Off top.
How old was his birthday? What year was this?
26.
Wow, nigga, son.
Not even a monumental one.
Real rap, dog.
And like, this isn't 25. This isn't 23. I give even 24.
I'll give you 30.
But listen, though. I knew the vibe, bro. Because it's the same nigga that goes to Red Lobster and Applebee's and will bust down $100.
At Red Lobster and Applebee's?
Bro, I'll be seeing the same shit.
Well, how okay, you even no. Red Lobster
Stop it.
Is not that hard. Red Lobster's not that hard.
It's not worth $100, bro.
No, it's not, but it's not that hard to do that Red Lobster. Applebee's, you tried. Applebee's, you made an attempt.
Hey, Don, that's funny as fuck, bro.
You made an attempt. You said.
Niggas out here, bro.
Let me get the mozzarella sticks, the boneless wings.
The regular, not the two for $20.
Then let me get the cheddar burger. Yeah. Let me get, what'd you get, Dev? The chicken tender pasta. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
You're trying.
You try the Applebee's.
Let me tell you how I was salty.
Yeah.
Because I went there and I was like, hey, bro, I didn't know you're going to spend at least 5 or 4. Because a nigga spent $100 with his girl at Red Lobster.
That's crazy.
I said, bro, I just went to Red Lobster the other day. That's probably the worst seafood I ever had in my fucking life. So yeah. I said, bro, let me tell you something. Y'all hood, and then niggas getting steak well done. You feel me?
Ain't
fucking up
with
the
that.
Vibe.
Killing the cow.
So my thing is like this.
Depends on what kind of steak you get. Yeah. If you get a ribeye, I'll beat your ass.
Okay.
Why?
A ribeye? A bone-in ribeye, you gonna get that shit well done?
Oh yeah.
They gonna have to butterfly that shit. You messing
up?
Yeah.
You fucking it up. But I ain't gonna hold you. My PSA is this, yo. Listen, if you a hood nigga, if you ain't came from shit, do not invite me to your expensive ass restaurant or deals. I tried to get the nigga. This how I fucked up. Nigga texted me, said, "Yo, you got restaurant ideas?" I ain't texting back because I was busy. I was doing some shit. I gonna text him back with a whole list of shit though. The nigga, 15 minutes later though, nigga Bill was impatient. He just sent me Red Steakhouse and put the time. I'm like, Red? I said, I ain't been to Red yet. I said this. This is my thing. This could have been you and your girl. This could have been just you and your girl, pimp.
Come on now.
This could have been just a YouTube thing.
You want to show out in front of you? Want to show out? Show up to show out.
That's where we're at. That's why the band took me by surprise. Just because I don't really, on my birthdays, I'm never with my niggas. I'm always with just my girl or
then,
a girl.
And also, too, you know the nigga ain't been nowhere. They had the butter, right? Good butter.
You dogging your friend, by the way, too. You shitting on your nigga right
now. I love my nigga.
Shit. Shitting me?
don't tell me. I love my nigga. I want to hear what he about to
but
say.
But look, the nigga had the butter, right? Came out the butter. It had the candle under the butter. You know what I'm saying? To melt it. That nigga said, why they bring a candle out to me? I lost it.
That's tough. Goodness. That's tough.
Are you talking about the butter for the lobster?
Yeah.
Bruh.
But I ain't shit on my nigga, though. You know why I ain't shit on my nigga, though? Cause guess what?
Cause you're doing it right now.
No, cause that nigga cleared it. He
check cleared.
It swiped. It cleared.
Well, you said y'all cash snapped, so I hope it was clear.
No, but even if we did, but the car got swiped before the cash.
What did the table say about the?
Everybody wasn't complaining though.
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm making a story, but keeping it stacked with you, nigga, everybody in that bitch could pay for their meal. I was gonna go in that motherfucker and not pay for my shit.
No, of course.
I got the ribeye.
Yeah.
What?
Bone in. I ain't get bone in. They was tripping.
Hey, this isn't a $62. Let me find out. Yo, welcome to the steak podcast.
He's had the boneless. I had the chicken.
Ribeye Benson, you feel me? Wrap it up, Dev.
Do we have any?
You said you had one more thing though.
I forgot it. Okay. Do we have anybody that we care to put a spotlight on? Oh, I want to shout out two people. Two very specific individuals. One, I want to shout out Kia, Killer Kia on Instagram. She's amazing. She's super dope. She's been rocking with us since day one. We love you. And the amount of appreciation that we have for you, Kia, is limitless. I love you. Thank you for rocking with us since day one. Two, is it Tay? 1K Trey. 1K Trey. I want to shout out 1K Trey. We seen him over the weekend at Matt's joint. Shouts out to Matt. And he's been rocking with us since day one, too. Yeah. So, two very specific shout outs. I hate that y'all going to have to listen to the whole podcast.
Nigga got he had copped that, he did that shit with Bel Air and Sunbird. And he was in the, Nate and Bel Air shot him out, too, with Rick Ross on the Zoom.
Yeah.
So, we going to say that, too. Shout out to our nigga Matt, for real.
And shouts out, listen, but most importantly, before we, because listen, this is the thing. And I'm not going to stay on here long. As we continue to move up in this content world, in this podcast world, and what I've noticed, we gotten some dope opportunities, but goddamn, I love you all for helping us get here. I love you all for supporting us and just rocking with us. Literally, man, some of these opportunities are, mind-blowing for us, and it's super dope. And I'm happy to be in some of these spaces, and I would not be able to be in these spaces at all if y'all did not fuck with us. So since when we was doing shit in the Notre Dame College in the closet and niggas was pulling up and some niggas I had to wrestle to get them out the space just so we can podcast for y'all.
Calling security every day I'm trying to get us in.
Yo, come on. I love this. This really y'all podcast. We just host this shit. So
no, the fuck it ain't. It's our shit. You tried.
I try to be so nice.
Been sentimental
niggas,
one time. So, ain't been sentimental in a long time.
So look, I'm putting
our podcast, it'd be a whole different structure.
I'm putting three bombs for y'all. I love y'all. We love y'all. I know Johnny hates y'all. I love Johnny. Johnny loves y'all. You guys see through all the tough shit. Don loves
shout
y'all.
Shout out to niggas that want me dead, too.
And shout and most importantly, shouts out to Shorty because she definitely wants you dead. Hey, man, it's the Outrighteous Podcast.
No, it's not. Not yet.
What's up?
You know, I got to get my shout outs off.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, we do got to shout out one more time. To you know, get sentimental one more time for Mr. Bedside.
Oh, Lord.
Dude. You know, shout out to the folk who've been supporting since day one. I do want to shout out all the college students that have graduated.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Keep doing y'all thing.
Those pandemic diplomas.
Going right back to get y'all masters and all that COVID. Stuff. Absolutely got your
best. Pandemic.
And, you know, y'all definitely went through a trying time going.
After in Moderna.
Who do you hate?
Okay, right. He hates everybody. He hates everybody. But shout out to y'all. Shout out to Black Love. Shout out to the Mental Health Mondays. Y'all make sure y'all still checking on y'all friends. We are still going through some trying times. It's actually getting better, though. You know, sun's coming out. We can start getting outside. The world's opening up just a little bit. So make sure y'all still stay tapped in with us. We got some more fire content coming to y'all soon. Very. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We appreciate y'all.
You know, that's it.
And we out, man. Yep.
Yep.